Welcome to The Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. Earlier this month, DOD publicly released its plan to implement Section 901 of the 2017 NDAA, which mandated, among other things, that the position of Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology and Logistics be split into two distinct roles. First role is Undersecretary of Research and Engineering, and the second is the Undersecretary of Acquisition and Sustainment. Under this plan, the Research and Engineering Undersecretary will be responsible for creating and deploying a strategy through which DOD will invest in the research, technology, and engineering, open quote, required to dominate the battle space and regain a decided advantage in every warfighting domain, close quote, as well as streamline the delivery of superior technologies across the entire acquisition spectrum. In contrast, the Acquisition and Sustainment Undersecretary will have responsibility for major defense program performance, as well as reducing lifecycle costs to enable further investment, including new investments identified through the R&E Undersecretary's plan. The Acquisition and Sustainment Undersecretary will also be responsible for ensuring that DOD engages in, open quote, disciplined and affordable acquisition, logistics, material readiness, installation readiness, and nuclear readiness, close quote. David?
That's no small job. Also, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, or NIST, published its Special Publication 800-53, Revision 5, in response to the Defense Science Board's Task Force on Cyber Defense report, which outlined the current vulnerabilities in U.S. critical infrastructure and information systems supporting both the public and private sectors, and called for a proactive and systemic approach to develop a comprehensive set of safeguarding measures for all types of computing platforms. Revision 5 is a one-year effort to develop the next general security and privacy controls to accomplish the objectives of the Defense Science Board's report, including proposing the following changes to NIST Special Publication 800-53. First, making the security and privacy controls more outcome-based by changing the structure of the controls. Second, fully integrating the privacy controls into the security control catalog, creating a consolidated and unified set of controls for information systems and organizations while providing summary and mapping tables for privacy-related controls. Third, separating the control selection process from the actual controls, thus allowing the controls to be used by different communities of interest, including systems engineers, software developers, enterprise architects, and mission or business owners. Fourth, promoting integration with different risk management cybersecurity approaches and lexicons, including the cybersecurity framework. Fifth, clarifying the relationship between security and privacy to improve the selection of controls necessary to address the full scope of security and privacy tasks. And finally, sixth, incorporating new state-of-the-practice controls based on threat intelligence and empirical attack data, including controls to strengthen cybersecurity and privacy governance and accountability. Back to you, Peter.
We now turn to case law. And we start with a GAO protest. The decision is Orbital Sciences Corporation. In that case, GAO denied Orbital's protest, finding that the company failed to show that it was prejudiced by the agency's waiver of a solicitation requirement, and that the agency reasonably evaluated the awardee's proposed hours and adjusted the company's costs. In its protest, Orbital alleged that the agency waived solicitation requirements in its evaluation of the awardee when the information submitted by the awardee's subcontractors did not address all of the solicitation requirements. The company also alleged that the awardee proposed fewer labor hours than Orbital proposed, and the agency failed to account for this difference or record its cost realism analysis with respect to the awardee's proposed level of effort. GAO disagreed with both allegations. First, GAO concluded that the agency reasonably assessed that the awardee had a weakness rather than a deficiency in consideration of the missing information. GAO also noted that even if it found that the agency unreasonably waived a solicitation requirement, the protester would not prevail because it did not allege it was prejudiced by the waiver. Second, GAO concluded that the agency's analysis was reasonable, finding that an agency is not required to conduct an in-depth cost analysis or verification of each and every item.
And under the heading of continued interpretation of the Escobar decision, in U.S. versus Computer Sciences Corporation in the City of New York, the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York held that the two-part test from the Escobar decision must be satisfied in implied false certification claims. In assessing Computer Sciences Corporation's motion to dismiss, the court applied Escobar's holding that liability may only attach in implied false certification cases when there are both, first, specific representations about services provided, and second, undisclosed noncompliance that makes the representations misleading. In recognizing this two-part test from Escobar as mandatory, the court therefore joined the majority of district courts within the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, while other courts have found such a test optional. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and I can be reached at 202-624-2627. Have a great day.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.